We are visiting today with Kate Olson, the Cass County Extension Program Coordinator, about an exploring program that deals with science and engineering for young people. Kate, how are you?
I'm good. You, Jim?
Good. Very good. STEM. It's a STEM Explore Day coming up this Thursday. What's that all about?
STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. It's an emerging program in the state of Iowa. The Governor's STEM Initiative has been in the news a lot in the last couple of years. This is kind of an offshoot of that. Cass County Extension did receive several grants through that grant initiative. So we'll be doing some of those programs at this day. We're very excited. It's a partnership that we're doing with the YMCA here in Atlantic. So we're excited to be doing it at their location. We did one in January that was here at the community center with the extension office. And so now we're taking the show on the road and going to the Y and looking forward to having a great day. So our first event was called STEM Spark to kind of get people interested. And now we're taking it a step further, and this is called STEM Explore. So like you mentioned, this will be Thursday, the 27th of June. It's open to any local youth who've completed grade 4 through 8. And we're going to start at the Y at about 9 o'clock in the morning. We've got some hands-on activities. They'll get to do some experimenting. We'll do some teamwork, individual group work. They'll be learning how to build the inner workings of an alarm clock. They get to learn how to try and make a table out of nothing but rolled up newspaper, see how much weight they can get on that. We'll be doing an activity where they kind of try and build a roller coaster out of tubing on the wall. So lots of fun hands-on activities. Just give kids kind of a chance to explore. The theme is exploring science, technology, engineering, and math in our everyday life. So things, you know, like an alarm clock. You set the alarm clock, it goes off. You don't really think about why it goes off or how it knows what time it is or anything like that. So we'll be kind of looking at those things from the inside out. We're looking forward to a good day. It is absolutely free for anyone to attend. So we want to make sure that anyone who's interested can do that. We'll be free lunch involved, free snacks. They'll get a t-shirt for coming to the day. But we just need them to pre-register in advance so we can know how much food we need and how many t-shirts we need. So in order for kids to be able to come, we want them to be registered by Tuesday, the 25th, which is tomorrow. So folks can either register at the Y or at the Extension office. There are forms available at both places. There's also forms available on the Cass County Extension website if you want to print those off and just have them back to either the Y or the Extension office by the end of the day Tuesday.
Okay. Kind of a neat opportunity. So many things are solid state anymore. You can't take things apart like you used to be able to. You know, when we were kids, we would sometimes experiment a little bit, much to our parents' chagrin. But, you know, it was an opportunity to be able to do those types of things. They used to buy things at the store where you'd have these little electronics where you could build your own radio receiver and things like that. You know, kids don't seem to have that much interest in that anymore. Everything's prepackaged for them. It's all computerized and what have you. It's kind of nice to have these opportunities. If your first exposure to things like science and technology, engineering, mathematics, is in school, and you don't really get it immediately, it's pretty intimidating.
Oh, it can seem very hands-off. The number of people, as we've started going around the community doing these programs and talking about these programs, the number of people who've said, oh, well, I don't like math or I don't like science. Well, maybe not the textbook version of it where you have to memorize and take a test. And absolutely, that piece of understanding science and math is very critical. But like you said, a lot of kids don't have that interest in just taking things apart anymore. And I think kids have just always been surrounded by technology. It's not a how does it work, it's just a it does. It's always been there. You don't have to question it. And they don't really think about what's on the inside, how it makes it work, how maybe someday they could be a part of developing things like that. And that is kind of the idea behind the Governor's STEM Initiative. Clearly, our direction in careers is headed towards technology. Technology is everywhere around us, and so getting kids interested at a young age in technology is a great thing for their future, certainly.
Well, and you hate to pinpoint them already going to college and things when they're this young, but, you know, realistically, looking long-term, you know, the job market out there, it's trending toward all of those. It's not really trending anymore. It is in those areas. But the higher paying opportunities and things, and Lord knows you're going to have an awful lot of college debt when you get finished there. If you want to pay that stuff off, you know, there's a place to go where you can take a look at, you know, these different types of programs. And if you have that early interest, then you're just going to build on that knowledge from there. Maybe have an opportunity to, you know, maybe enjoy a fun career that'll pay off down the road.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say that in more and more careers, technology is a part of pretty much everything. I mean, if people think of a science and technology career as being a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon or something like that, but you guys use communication technologies every day in your role. We use, in the extension office, use technology every day to get our daily job done. And I would challenge anyone to really look around what they're doing in their day-to-day job and really say that technology does in no way impact them, whether it's, someone that designed the truck that you're driving or the machine that you use in your daily life to just how you go about your daily life. And so getting kids to understand the impact of that and how it works is really important, and that's what this is all about. It's to get kids to go home and say, well, I wonder what else in my house have I never really thought about how this works. And of course, we don't want them to go home and disassemble everything in their parents' house, but we'll try and give them some good constructive things that they can do with that curiosity and some ways that they can explore and learn more.
Well, and you hit on a point earlier too, talking about, I didn't really like that. I wasn't good at it. I didn't like that. I was more interested in this and that. Well, the things we tend to be interested in are the things that we're good at. Mm-hmm. And at some point early on, we had some sort of success. I mean, it's like trying to teach a young kid how to play ball. You don't need to teach them the finer points of the perfect batting stroke. What you need to teach them is to have a little bit of fun, mm-hmm. but to give them some opportunity for success early on. Because if they have success, they're more likely to enjoy it and maybe try to enhance that knowledge. And it works the same with what you're trying to learn in school.
Oh, absolutely. And the hands-on aspect, and we try and, like I said, we have, three or four major activities, but also some other activities mm-hmm. that we're just going to kind of give them a chance to go learn. But every kid learns differently, and by giving them the chance to get hands-on and explore and find out, well, do I like this aspect or do I like this aspect? The things that we're doing are all kind of very, very different. They let kids explore the different areas that these things can happen in. And so there are more opportunities for kids to have success and really, I didn't like that first activity we did, but the second activity, that was really cool. I really like that. I want to do more of that. And that's what we're hoping to create.
Have you had some pretty good success with numbers and interest in the programs in the past?
We have. We're on our third or fourth science and technology program. As I mentioned, we did kind of a day camp during an off-school day in January and had pretty good turnout for the weather that we had that day. And then we've done two after-school programs in partnership with the Y as well, and those have been pretty well attended and very high interest from the kids who attended those. So we just keep the more of these programs we do, it keeps building attendance, and kids seem very interested, so we want to keep providing those opportunities.
The YMCA partnerships proved to be a pretty good one in this program then.
Oh, absolutely. The YMCA, no question, has a very large youth base among its users, and they do a great job of getting the word out about programs. They're great program partners. They have a strong interest in positive youth development, just like Extension does. So we always enjoy working with the Y.
Well, and you never know. County Fair's not too far down the road. Maybe these kids will hit on something they really like, and it'll spark a couple of ideas for some County Fair projects through 4-H.
Absolutely. If they find something and they're a 4-H'er that wants to bring that to County Fair, we would love to have them do that. So, absolutely.
Just a little extra paperwork along with that, too. No problem. All right. Well, give them the particulars once again. It's coming up Thursday.
It is coming up Thursday. It's the 27th of June. It's at the YMCA in Atlantic. It starts at 9:00 in the morning, and we'll be wrapping up about 3:00 in the afternoon. We're providing lunch, snack, and a free t-shirt. It's free to register, but we do need to have them registered by this Tuesday, the 25th of June, either to the Extension office or the YMCA.
Okay, just by the end of business on the day?
By the end of business on that day, yes.
All right, very good. So it should be a good time and a good opportunity to drop the kids off and pick up some good stuff during the course of the day. They'll have a lot of fun with that. Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and continued success with that program.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim.